Americans don't have to worry too much about getting elephantiasis or dengue fever. Many of the diseases that plague tropical regions can't survive in more temperate climates. That will change soon, according to a group of scientists who have examined animal and plant diseases worldwide. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, the scientists argue that global warming is making the world a better place for parasites.
On the wall of his office at Princeton University, Andrew Dobson has placed a poster,
which is from the 1930s in Australia, and it says, "Worms work by the weather."
The worms on his wall are nematodes, hookworms and pinworms, for example. They infect animals and plants and sometimes people. Dobson worries about parasites like these because he believes things are starting to go their way.
Changes in climate are beginning to have interesting and potentially dramatic effects on the way that infectious diseases affect wildlife.
There's been speculation that global warming has caused outbreaks of parasitic diseases such as malaria or dengue fever. The evidence is spotty. Usually people are the problem. They crowd into cities. They ship agricultural products. Refugees carry disease on the highways of the world. But Richard Ostfeld of the Institute of Ecosystem Studies in New York says animals and plants tend not to do these things, and yet they seem to be getting sicker.
What our studies found that other diseases, ones that don't strike humans, but strike things like Hawaiian birds, marine corals, trees, crop plants, and things like that are also expanding.
Take Hawaiian birds, for example. They get a form of malaria from mosquitoes. Birds that live at low altitude have been hit hard by malaria, but up until now, birds in the mountains were pretty safe. It was too cold there for mosquitoes. Not anymore. Climate warming has pushed warmer air higher up, and mountain birds are suffering. Ostfeld studies vector-borne diseases, those that are carried by insects or ticks, such as malaria, dengue fever, or Lyme disease. He says for some insect carriers, a warmer climate is like a big cup of black coffee.
So mosquitoes, when it's a little bit warmer, will bite much more frequently. The disease-causing organisms inside them, when it's a little warmer, will complete their life cycles much more rapidly.
Cold winters are nature's way of containing these insects in temperate climates. Warmer winters mean more will survive. And heat also puts extra stress on plants and animals and makes it harder for them to fight off disease. Now, these effects have long been predicted. What's been lacking is evidence that it's actually happening. What Dobson and Ostfeld and other disease ecologists did was examine research around the world. They report several findings in this week's issue of Science magazine. For example, warmer temperatures seem to have worsened fungal attacks on oak, elm, and beech trees. Livestock diseases carried by insects in Africa have recently spread to new areas farther from the equator. And laboratory studies show that some insects and the parasites they carry do better in warmer conditions. Underwater, it looks the same. Unusually warm water from the El Niño event in 1998 caused coral to sicken and die. Underwater fungi and bacteria that prey on coral or oysters also thrive when oceans warm. Drew Harvell, a marine biologist at Cornell University, says these underwater outbreaks are often missed.
It's not like Dutch elm disease or chestnut blight, which is in everybody's backyard. I'm looking out my window at a tree with Dutch elm disease right now. And, you know, those impacts are clearly noticed by all. Many of these marine pathogens are just sort of silent killers.
In fact, coral reefs in Florida are now being attacked by something called white pox, and the suspected cause is warmer water. There have been premature claims in the past that global warming has caused disease. There's been an increase in malaria in the cool highlands of East Africa, for example, that some thought might be from warming. A team from Oxford University found that, in fact, average temperatures there had not increased. Skeptics say too many other things, like rainfall or human activity, can cause disease to spread. The authors of the latest research acknowledge that most of what they have are anecdotes, but they say the weight of evidence implicating warming is growing. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.